try to mark things off, you know, and this is Elm Street here.
Yeah.
And then this is the church, Church. So from there, and this was Mark Harry Collins.
Yeah, so the Paramount Club.
That's our musicians club.
Yeah.
Paramount. Now,
hey, look. Yeah. Are you going to put this in the internet?
Not in the internet. No. I want this in the book. I hope I don't get anything in the internet.
Because
that book goes all over.
Yeah, and then you give up a lot of information, and they're capitalized.
I don't want anything in the internet. But I would like some kind of way to convince this, even if it's a couple of pages, to show how Pittsburgh was laid out.
Yeah.
You know, before, because here's the arena, and this is the New Center Avenue.
Hey, man,
this is the parking lot.
Yeah.
Here's Crawford Street.
Yeah. See, parking lot was on Fullerton.
Yeah. Well, Fullerton, because you used to come down, and there was a step down right at Fullerton, because this corner. Right. So, this is all the layout, the streets. But I didn't get Bedford Avenue. But here we have, here's the labor hall that you were talking about.
Labor Temple.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Well, that's where they used to bring the out-of-town band.
Okay. And that's, Washington Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Washington and Bedford.
Washington Webster. Yeah, because this
and
is Webster here. And you say this? You say this was the old IP?
Yeah.
Improvement of the Poor?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Labor Temple.
Yeah.
And I found that book I was telling you about over at the library that goes back to the 20s and the 30s and lists the Labor Temple, Pythian Temple. All the clubs and the bands and things that came into play. Don Redman and all them old guys. And the dates.
I'm going to think of an old one that used to come in here with two brothers. And I was thinking, and I, a couple, one was a drummer, and the other one played tenor. I call it, I got it wrote down at home, because my brother and them used to talk about how they played.
Yeah.
That's where they were bringing their big band.
Yeah, because this book had a lot of the old dates and places, you know, where the bands would come in. And then you had said that that's farther up at Center Avenue where the Gennadio did that. On Center was where Pythian Temple was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the corner of Center.
Which later became the Granada Theater.
Building.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
It originally was a Pythian temple built by the Knights of Pythian.
Yeah.
They had offices in there.
Yeah.
And it was, but you see, like I told you, when that man said to the right of Blake, that guy was the guide arm, he knew what they kept going. They had all this money riding this white steed, and they went down. And they went into the receiver's and dealt. Mm-hmm. I know the history of that house was lost. Mm-hmm. And on the first floor, big open space, wood house, so they had a roller skating
rink.
They set up something that made Rosen the millionaire.
Right. He capitalized off of it.
Oh, just because he had set it up as opposed to all Jewish, like the sandwich inn up on the corner, but the Jews didn't go for it. Unfortunately, the Negroes were starting to go bad.
Yeah.
And he got well.
Okay.
But it was a nice place to go in.
Now where was the Musicians Club? Was where at? Because here's Tanny. Where's Tanny here? Townsend.
Yeah, Townsend.
I mean, the Crawford Grill was here. I'm trying to get at. Where's the Crawford Grill?
All right. We're on.
This is Wiley.
Yeah, all right. Let's see, the 29.
Because this is Logan Street here.
Yeah. Okay. The Grill was on the corner of Townsend Street, Fine Townsend.
Okay, this Townsend.
Townsend and Wiley.
Yeah.
The Grill was right on the corner on this side going into town.
Going into town, but that's this way, going down, would be this corner here.
Yeah.
Going down, because this is where turns the street, you know, Wiley turns the streetcar and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was right here.
See, here's where it went. The 85 Bedford came down.
Right.
Yeah, but it turned off of Fullerton Street onto Wiley.
Yeah, onto Wiley. Yeah, because here's the thing.
All right. Now, when you go down just a block, and that's Townsend Street.
Right, right.
And that's where the grill, right, but before that, that was the Leader House.
That's right, the Leader House, because that's in that book, this Lois Depp.
Yeah, that's where they started out, at the Leader House. And a gambling joint, where they had the bar and grill, it was a gambling joint, because I knew Harry Smothers, he was our next door neighbor on, and he used to deal poker. Well, I just come here from D.C., and I couldn't understand why this man always had a sun visor, but that's what it was.
Okay, and you said across the street, you had mentioned about Sophie's.
Before Sophie, it was E.K. Thumbs. And then it'd be E.K. Thumbs, it was a smoke,
newsstand,
smoke shop. Then when E.K. Thumbs died, Patton worked for E.K., and he moved up to the building where the Star Theater was and opened up Pat's Place.
Is that the one across from the grill up at Walmart?
No, but the original Pat's Place was, as the car made the turn, right over to the right was the building where the Star Theater was, and they had closed that down, and he moved in there and opened up Pat's Place. That's where Bojangles used to come and shoot pool.
Wait, is that at Portland Wiley now? Are you talking about?
The grill, have you got the grill, Mark?
Yeah, the grill is here.
All right. He was right up here at Fullerton.
Fullerton Wiley.
Yeah,
Pat's Place.
Yeah. But it was a gasoline station on the corner, and then, Big Bill Williams had gas station. Then next to it was a guy named Smitty. He got the number for a whole lot of money and tried to open up the second floor and call it Dreamland. And he lost all his business. And the guy took it over. I know him. He knew my father and all his people. He was a good chef. And he had the Godfrey. Jim
Godfrey.
Yeah. That was where everybody used to eat, you know. But at one time upstairs, what was it? The guy's name was Smitty, I think. Got lucky. He had a little grease restaurant. Got lucky and hit the number. Renovated the second floor. He's going to have a nightclub, you know, to compete with Irby Dad and them places. But the people didn't go for it.
Okay, now where was the little Paris down here?
There was two little Parises. One was on the corner of Fullerton and Wiley. Went downstairs.
Oh, okay. No,
the recent little Paris that come up in the 50s.
Yeah.
Is it, I got to see
where Pasteur and Townsend somewhere back in there?
No, it was right, like this was Wiley Avenue.
Yeah.
As you go up Wiley Avenue just before, and you make a right turn on Fullerton Street, that's coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back out, I think
back
Pasteur Street.
Yeah, Pasteur.
You go down there, and there was a big
alleyway.
Open space down there.
Right,
And that's where the little Paris is. The little Paris was.
Okay, so it's back, but it was back, like in Pasteur, back in this area here.
Yeah, you got Pasteur Street alley.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm doing. I'll tell you what. Oh, this is mine. Okay, because I didn't want to mark yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll just make that Pasteur and Wiley. I mean, Fullerton.
Mm-hmm.
Little Parents. Because that was Cephas Ford.
Yeah, and that's where Sonny Hines and Michael Fielder,
they
was kings down there. And the after-hour joint.
Patricia Davenport.
Yeah, the after-hour joint that they called the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You heard him say that. But the original Green Lantern was up on Wiley Avenue.
Was there very much, what happened, did anything happen going towards Fifth Avenue, you know, down in Jewtown, Caldwell, was anything?
No.
Nothing back
that's
in there?
All that time.
Okay.
See, all of the places.
Legitimate places.
Were On the Avenue.
On the Avenue, close.
Yeah, and Wild Avenue was the hell of the Avenue.
Okay, you see, let's back up now. We were up here, across from the grill was Sophie's,
Sonia's.
Okay, that's at Townsend and Wiley.
Yeah.
Sonia's.
On the other side of the street, directly
place,
across.
Sonia's.
Put that J in there.
J-I-A-S.
Yeah,
Sonia's. Okay.
All right, now, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. After Sonia sold out, it became the Harlem Bar.
Okay.
Now, downstairs, under the Harlem Bar, was a joint that they called the Sawdust Trail. And Gray Eyes was in control of that. But anyhow, here's what I wanted to say about that. I worked on down there after, see, they didn't sell no whiskey on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 o'clock, they would get a couple of cases of beer, a fifth of whiskey, and you know who was selling them down in there? Sean Dunlap.
Yeah.
And they had instrumental entertainers, vocal groups, and whatnot.
Yeah. And look, this was like in the early 40s or the 30s?
Hey, you know what? Since we don't have one in the middle of the day, this is the heavy lunch line.
We're up at Fulton Wild.
Yeah, there you go. Roll that right up. Yeah.
What about how many things was going on up at Fulton Wild?
Well, nothing on the corner at that time but the little Paris where they went downstairs.
Down, yeah.
And it was the type of place, they had a cab stand there and a dispatcher.
Right.
That's how much business was there.
Yeah.
And other than that, there wasn't nothing going at that particular point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're saying that below, like down in this other area, down in what they call G-Town, there was no
places of entertainment.
I can disregard
that.
Okay, that's good. All right. Now we found the Lowendai Club. You said the Washington Club was next door to the Lowendai going towards Wiley.
No, you got to the Washington Club before you got to the Lowendai.
Coming from Wiley going to center.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. This is the Washington Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they didn't have too much music. Maybe once in a while. I actually played in there. But once in a while.
That was more like just a meeting facility for the membership.
It was a sports center where they had a bar downstairs and a gaming room on the second floor.
Right. Yeah, because I remember I played in there once. We did a little thing. Let's see, what else? Because I remember across the street was the ladies' station. Across the street.
Was the what?
Well, the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember the Goods drugstore was on the corner.
On the corner, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a chicken room place between Goods and the ladies station. There was I'm talking about in the 50s now.
Oh, that was.
I ain't too familiar with that.
Okay.
But you're okay. You're hooking me up with the 30s and the 40s.
And the 20s.
20s, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Okay, what about, you said there's something like Burke's Hall, which?
Burke's Hall was on Fullerton Street.
Oh, yeah, here it is, here, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you're going back into before 1920, where the bands played.
Right.
It was on the second floor. On the first floor was Burke's Theater.
Okay. Theater was downstairs.
Yeah.
And then later that became the Bambula, didn't it?
Yeah. No, before the Bambula, it became the Ritz.
The Ritz. Okay. Yeah. Then Bambula. Do you remember, wasn't there a club, like a Blue Note or something like that was...
That was John
Nishaw.
Yeah, but that was in
later on, in the
50s.
50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and, you had Ron Tucker.
And And what about, let's see.
How you doing, sir?
Where was there another, I'm trying to think.
Hi, Ron.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, if anything, just sit down.
Have some coffee.
Care for some soup, a sandwich, whatever. You take care.
I thought you'd be here. I said, let me take a peek here.
Yeah.
A man might be there.
How you been,
man?
Real good. I ain't got no complaints.
Right over to Burke's building.
Well,
Burke's Hall. Now this is before the 20s.
Right.
This is when the group, when the orchestra come to play, the first thing they did played the overture.
Right.
See, there was no jazz.
Yeah.
And then after the overture, they had so many different types of dances that they did, like the high school and the grand march and all of that stuff. Based on the European structure.
Yeah. Have you any? Do you want anything to take with you?
No. Give him a spoon here and an apple.
Yeah.
Next time, it's going to feed
him. Well, that's okay.
But she says stay here.
She says stay seated.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's all right. Okay. All right, now we got up this far. Was there anything like, you had mentioned something about something around the corner on going up Rowley from Fort?
Oh, that's Stanley's.
Yeah, Stanley's.
But okay. See, Stanley's was a cellar joint, a half-tire joint.
Right.
With a pool room upstairs.
Okay.
But a lot of jamming took place down there in Stanley's.
Yeah. And that was around the corner, but that was on Rowley.
Yeah.
About the second or
right in back of Crampton's drugstore.
Okay, the drugstore was on the corner and that was right behind.
Yeah, and then next place was the Hilltop Club, but they didn't have any in it.
Yeah.
And the next place, you never hear the bathhouse, right on the corner of Crawford and
Wiley. Well, here's the public bathhouse, right here.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
See, I ain't looking at no map. I'm coming
from
up here.
I know, and that's good. Okay, all right, now, do me a favor. Let's go down to Center Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, now, where at Protector, where was Birdie's place?
Birdie's place was in between Crawford and Protector. No. Crawford and, wait a minute, I know that. I can't think. You got...
Tannehill.
Yeah, Crawford and Tannehill. It was in between Crawford.
It was Tannehill and Protector. Because the church is from Crawford to Tannehill.
Yeah, but that's on
Center Avenue.
But it, you're talking about Birdie.
The Hurricane.
Yeah, but see, that was a different church. That was a white church.
No, I know that because it was called Trinity.
You cross Crawford and go up to about the middle of the block, and that's where Birdie was.
No. Cross Tannehill.
Cross Tannehill.
Right. Because see, the church now isn't. Crawford is the street where the church is. See,
on Tannehill, the corner. Yeah.
And then, but it was up. I know it was close to Protectory.
See, you're getting up around Robert.
No, Robert's up here. Because I'm thinking that it was somewhere like in here, the second or the third.
Street.
Because there was a hotel.
Bailey's Hotel.
Bailey's Hotel was on the corner of Protectory. Or was it on the corner of Tannehill?
It was more or less on the corner of Tannehill.
Tannehill?
Yeah. And then you go up to, between Tannehill and Protector was Birdie's. Because Harrison Shields had a big moving,
wait a minute,
storage.
Wait a minute.
You thought my Birdie was on Center?
Yeah.
You was on Center then?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was above
Protector.
That's
the only place it ever was.
Talking about,
it was above Protector.
The little street,
it couldn't have been
the church on that corner, the little street there.
Yeah.
Then Birdie's was there.
Yeah, you're talking about Miller Street.
No.
Here it is.
See, Miller's way up above.
Miller's the next street up on the opposite side.
Yeah, from Protector.
Right.
Now, as far as I can remember, between Tannehill and Protectory was where Birdie's was.
Let's back up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when you come out of the hurricane, and let's say you're going down the hill.
Yeah.
Okay, when you come out of there and you turn the corner, you go up Protectory, then you would come into that Protectory, you know, that row of houses that was
Yeah.
And here's that row of houses.
Yeah.
Protectory. Big apartment house.
Buff bricks, duplexes.
I'm talking about, because I remember I remember this hook in the street that was behind Birdie's.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. See, when you come up and then you come like this, and then you hit Protectory.
What? No, you're on Protectory from center.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, when you come up, you make a turn, a left. Let's see, you come.
Because I'm thinking that Birdie's was about the second or the third.
You come up from the church.
Above the church.
Yeah, you're way above the church because here's the church here.
Yeah. You're going this way now. I'll get it together. All right. Here let's get Protectory.
Before you get to Birdie's.
Yeah, that was Miller Street that run in.
No, the street to Center Avenue. No, the street before you hit Miller. Miller Street that goes on up.
Hey, Miller Street ain't
on up to where, all the way up there where Vans used to be.
See, Miller comes in
that's
on the other side.
That's Protectory where Vans were.
Well, you're talking about Miller coming in, but Miller comes in from the other side of the center.
Yeah. Comes this way.
Yeah, no. Goes that way where Brother's store was across the street where he used to write the numbers and stuff.
Right. Because,
on that corner.
All right, okay, well here, this must be Miller Street here.
All right.
Where the school is.
You would go halfway, and when you turn left on Miller, halfway of the block on Center, you walk right across the street and you'd be at Birdie's.
That's right.
Because I know the little street, the street that you go around, Harrison Field had a transfer and storage warehouse. You'd come out of Birdie's, you make a right turn, go up the hill, and then make a
You're right. This is Protectory.
Yeah.
And Birdie's is right in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to check with Ruby, because I knew it was a couple of doors from the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And then when you go up this way.
See, I didn't fool around in them times.
Yeah.
They had a bar around there, a couple of them.
Okay.
But we're on the right kick
we're on
now.
The right track.
Yeah, because I recall coming up there.
Schwarzburgers.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hartsburgers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they had that bakery shop over there, Filner's.
Yeah, Filner's.
The white boy with the trumpet.
Brother had a pool.
Because Carl Harder had his
place in there. Up the street, almost across from Birdie's, they had a pool room there, so all the black newspapers and the white newspapers, and I'd get in there. Whatever was being almost across the street from Birdie's.
We got that, we got that.
The next street would be Robinson.
Arthur Street.
Then Robinson.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Was there anything like above Webster Avenue? Was there any clubs and things, like going towards Bedford Avenue and things like that? Not that much.
No.
Everything's centered around the avenue, Wally Avenue.
Yeah, but then when you got up to Arthur Street, on coming east, going east,
that's
on this side of the street. Just as you cross Arthur Street, right on that corner was Sam Green. And you're talking about a jamming place. Art used to come in there. See, I was with the WTA band when it began. So I couldn't hang around there, but Art was with Tommy Enoch's band. And we used to have some sessions.
So you're saying just above Arthur Street going...
On the corner of Arthur and Wiley was Sam Green.
Oh, Arthur and Wiley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're coming out Wiley Avenue now.
Yeah, okay, Sam Green, Wiley, and Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was, wasn't there a theater place or a dance hall or something before we got up to Louisville Theater?
On Center
on
Avenue?
Center Avenue. Yeah. Wasn't there some kind of a...
I'm thinking. The Harlem Casino.
Harlem Casino.
Yeah. That was between... Robert and Arthur.
On the far side of the
going street. West, this way. On this side of the street, like you're going into town.
Okay, the parking lot across from Irene Kaufman, across
yeah.
the street.
Well, you're up above the Harlem Casino when you get there. Across from that was the Victoria Theater.
Because see, I don't have like the things on that. That side of Center Avenue, you know, that's
I'll tell you this, there was right where Dickinson's Cleaners is.
All right.
Upstairs, there's a ballroom. But see, that's an old German building. I played gigs up there.
Yeah.
On the second floor.
Robert and
Center. I played many a gig in there.
Dickinson's Cleaners.
Yeah, on the second floor.
What was that called?
I don't know the name of it.
Okay. Right.
But there was the hill first were the Germans and Irish. And as they migrated out, the blacks come from down. No, down around the river. See, there was blacks living all around 2nd and 3rd Avenue. And as they gradually moved up, we moved in. See, when I left Pittsburgh in 1920, you know where the tuberculosis hospital is up there?
Yeah.
There's a street that you come off of Bedford, back in there, now called White Street. And that's where I left Pittsburgh to go to D.C. So I would know because my older brother, Adrian, used to take me for a walk. At that time, there wasn't no black living above Heron Avenue.
Well, one of the little real life district back in there. Cat houses.
See, you are.
It might have been later on. Because he's talking about in the 20s. You ain't that old time.
No.
You don't know about the 20s.
where the Bachelor Hospital used to be.
No, you're talking about Pasadena.
No, he's talking about up on the Bedford. The TV home up at the...
Oh, yeah, that's the fire station.
All right. Hey, this is good. All right. Let's see. We can close this up.
A couple of blocks down from here and there. Where are you talking about? TV house.
Yeah.
Okay, you said Roberts. Okay, now let's see. We're Roberts. Okay, let me come on up. Because it is... Where is it marked?
Where are you looking for?
I'm trying to put it here. There's Irene Kaufman.
Yeah.
We're up that far. What about down Clark Street and Helgen?
Nothing back in there.
Okay.
You need some more?
And things like that.
That ain't what we're after.
No, not that.
You had two main drags. That was a couple of spots on Center at Lower Center Avenue. Now where the dance halls were, you would start from Kirkpatrick. Before that, where the church is now, before it was the church, it was the old Savoy Ballroom.
Before that,
it was Elmore Theater.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that.
Yeah, let's
back up now because we got to get to we got to get up here to the center.
No, don't make the bill out yet. I need a refill.
I'm all right. Okay, because we want to get here.
Oh yeah, definitely here.
Here we got to get to.
Yeah, I'll take one of mine.
Okay.
I better go and get my bag.
Oh well, that's.
I just didn't want to spill on your mat.
Hey, what's the special today?
Fish on a platter with french fries and coleslaw. Or fish sandwich.
When I get it, I'm going to take it with me.
Okay, just let me know.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think I'll do that same thing. Okay, because we're here at Center with a Granada...
You sure you don't want to take something with you? They make good fish sandwiches here. I know you're on a diet. You want to help.
The Roosevelt Theater was right here, right?
Yeah. What street are you at?
This is Center Avenue now.
Yeah.
And Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
Center and Dinwiddie. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, here's what I'm trying to get at, where the, where's the Granada?
You know where the Pitching Temple building is? You checked that, didn't you? That's the Granada.
Sorry.
Fine, Dinwiddie Street.
Here's Dinwiddie.
With a bar.
Dinwiddie comes, okay. Here it is here, because it's right at the bend.
Yeah.
It's this must be it, because it goes in the back.
Well, the big garage used to be back there.
But I think this is
the bar right around the corner there from the garage.
Yeah.
I think this is it here. This is the Granada building, because there was a drugstore on the corner.
Yeah.
On the very corner, and something else, and then the Granada thing.
Granada, before it was the drugstore, and it used to be, a P.H. Butler.
A who?
A P.H. Butler store.
What's P.H. Butler?
A grocery store.
Oh,
we had Giant Eagles and all that. That's new. We had A&P.
Yeah.
And Kroger.
Oh, they would. Oh, the grocery chains.
Yeah, that okay. Were here.
Okay. Okay, you were saying about Harlem Casino was where?
Harlem Casino.